one of the stories that we wanted to talk about this week that's gotten a lot of attention is a follow-up to our previous story from last week about attorney Jack Thompson.
Bastard.
And his crusade against...
No, I gotta beat that.
Wait a minute. Tell me how you really feel. I'm not sure I get it yet.
Well, first off, he's an attorney.
Yes.
Second of all, he's an attorney.
Hey, you know, that's not our demographics. We're losing males 45 to 60.
Who are
attorneys? All attorneys if yes. they're from the United States.
Okay. Yes.
Well, if they support Jack Thompson, we don't want him anyway.
Well, he's been in the news again. But over some of his antics from last week. Just a brief recap. If you remember last week, we had discussed how he has long been a crusader against violence in video games, and he had proposed that if a video game company would create and publish and sell a video game where the targets of the violence are video game developers, then he would give $10,000 to the favorite charity of Jack Eibler, who is the CEO of Rockstar Games. And,
Sorry.
Is it not Rockstar?
No, I'm just laughing at the hypocrisy of the entire concept.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know.
I wasn't here last week, so to me it's just as disgusting as it was last week.
So... last week he said, you know, he was saying he'd give out the money to charity. And this week, what has happened since then?
Well, our buddy Jack Thompson has went after Penny Arcade, which makes all of us here at Stardock mad because we all read Penny Arcade every day. But essentially, someone actually did go forward and made some little game, and Jack Thompson then refused to pay. So Penny Arcade stepped up and paid the $10,000 for Jack Thompson.
In his name.
In his name, so that someone could be a man here. So Jack Thompson kind of blew up and started sending making legal threats against Penny Arcade, saying, including a letter that he allegedly wrote to the chief of police of the Seattle Police Department, which apparently didn't actually go to the police department. So Penny Arcade posts this letter, which I have to say makes Jack Thompson look like he's nuts, in my opinion. Up on their site.
I just can't imagine somebody who made that offer in the first place being nuts. I mean,
well, they asked him why he didn't put his money where his mouth is once the game was made, and he claimed it was satire. He totally copped out. He weaseled out of it hardcore. So Penny Arcade wrote a check, and they posted a picture of the check itself on their website, and the note field on the check said, "For Jack Thompson, because Jack Thompson won't."
Yeah,
and
so
that's what pissed him off.
So make with the clicky over to Penny Arcade so that you can support them in their cause.
Yes, that's
www.penny-arcade.com.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. So one of our listeners, Mike Kaiser, sent us an email saying that he's actually been following this story himself. And last week, if you may remember, Derek and Brad got into a little bit of a discussion about whether or not parents... Well, I don't want to break it down into too simple terms. Essentially, it was a debate over whether or not parents actually read the boxes of the games that they're buying. And Mike Kaiser has apparently created a website called GamerParents.com, and he's looking to get the word out. What he's essentially trying to say to parents is that there's a lot of games out there that are adult-oriented. And by adult-oriented, we don't mean porn. We just mean, you know, it's not topics for small children. So he's trying to take a more active role in educating parents about what is out there on the market and what kinds of things they should be looking out for when they're buying games for their kids.
And the question is whether parents will pay any attention.
Well, that's always been the question, I think, since the beginning of time, unfortunately, because it seems like parents don't want to read the boxes. You know, it's an ongoing drama.
Well,
what can we say?
One of the things that really ticked me off about Jack Thompson, besides the fact that he's an idiot, is that each year, according to the game industry stats, 7,500 games or so are made. And he's really ripped out about what might be a handful of them. I mean, as a percent, literally less than 1% of the games released each year. And he wants to make a game about going out and taking out game designers. And I mean, that's just the crudest, you know, it's making a mountain out of a molehill. Now, one of the things that I did learn from last week is the game magazine PC Gamer actually has looked into this, and that violent crime of young adults or of children to young adults has actually gone down
dramatically
over the last 15 years.
Mm-hmm. It's so because they get to go stay home and kill people at home, and they don't have to go out on the street.
One might make, you know, I think the argument could be made, I'm not going to make this argument, but one could make the argument that maybe by playing these violent video games that people are getting their aggressions out in a non-violent way in the real world, and thus it takes real crime down. I mean, I don't think that's the case, but I'm saying I think there's probably more evidence to support that than the argument that violence in video games causes kids to act out in the real world.
Well, many, many long years ago, when Quake and Quake 2 came out, when I was having a bad day at the office, I would just load that up and kill everything in sight, feel a little better, and go back to work. I mean, it worked. It was therapy.
Maybe that's what I should be trying.
Kristen, you just need your Coca-Cola.
I know.
I have your Coca-Cola right here.
See, Kristen, your problem is you play solitaire and things like that, which don't allow you to kill people.
I see.
You need to be able to, like, just come around a corner and blow somebody's head clean off, and then you're like, wow, I feel so much
suddenly
better.
Suddenly I feel 10 pounds lighter.
Yes.
Hey, Paul, you want to make the Wardell mod?
I'm sure somebody already has.
Yeah, get in line.
Watch it.
Right. Yeah.
Be careful. Be careful.
Well, that I gotta say, I honestly, when Jack Thompson first made his proposal, I guess we'd call it, I kind of understood where he was coming from. I thought he was coming at it at a wrong angle, but I saw that what he was trying to do was, you know, turn the tables on game developers and say, how would you feel to be targeted by, you know, violence in video games? What if there was a game out there where people encouraged you to, you know, kill game designers? How would that make you feel? However, to not make good on his offer of charity, even whether or not he actually, I mean, does he really not have the $10,000? He's got all this media coverage. He's, you know, I'm just assuming that he makes a very good living.
I don't know. Right. Based on his letter that he wrote and reading his writing ability, grammar, and that sort of thing, I'm not quite sure. I don't know. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me into trouble because I'm afraid of lawyers. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he does not make a great living as a lawyer because, I mean, good God, he sounds weird.
He does. It's true. And I did read the letters. I mean, some of the stuff, if it's transcribed, you know, on various websites saying he said the following, then, the, you know,
well,
it's open to some debate about.
His letter is actually posted on Penny Arcade.
But his letter is actually posted on Penny Arcade.
Well, here's the thing that really gets me. This guy, he's making threats against Penny. Let's keep this all in perspective. This is a guy who's so thin-skinned that he wants to have the guys at Penny Arcade arrested, and he's making legal threats about people who are harassing him. This is a guy who is doing this, who just proposed making a game about killing,
right,
murdering game designers. Right. And he's complaining that people are saying mean things about him. Well, I'm sorry. If I'm saying mean things about poor Jack Thompson after he just proposed making a game about killing me, and right, people like, you know, people of my profession, oh, well, I'm sorry. Where does that come from?
Hey, I'm just a game artist. I'm safe.
That's true.
You're a dead man. You're a dead man.
You're dead by association.
Yeah, that's technically, right. Aren't you the one making the gore? Yeah.
Ooh. Not a good point. Okay.
Well, can you believe, I just, the fact that he's that thin skin, I mean, I just can't wrap my little brain around it, that he's that thin skin after proposing a game that simulates the murder of game designers.
And it's possible also that he, you know, that letter was just another publicity stunt. I mean, these things are all getting him publicity.
He just wants to be satired on South Park.
Well, yes. So my point being simply that I don't know if it's thin-skinned, it's just poor logic on his part. It does not do anything to strengthen or bolster his arguments when he does crazy things like this.
Seemingly, you know, for those attorneys out there, she means seemingly crazy things, in her opinion.
Yes, that is what I mean, but
no,
I don't...
No, actually, that's funny. I'm sorry, I was reading through Penny Arcade, and they actually say, he is obviously insane, which is, you know, one of the ding-ding-ding libel words. And I'm like, but then he read his actual stuff, and I'm like, you know, I think a clinical case might be made.
The great. Now we're going to get liable too. That's
right. Good one. Yeah. There you
and
go.
I, as I say, I, Paul Boyer.
At this point, we'd like to remind that the views of Brad Wardell are not necessarily the views of Power User Podcast or Stardock Corporation.
Yes. Or Neil Wynn or Wynn Cusper.
Or anyone who has anything to do with
or any
me
Brad
being
Wardell.
Sued for anything.
Right. Sad. I don't know what else to say about that, Brad. I just don't.
Let us move on.
Yeah.